Blackstone Audio presents Zermatt by Frank Schaefer. Chapter 1.
Now we will all die because of the filthy Roman Catholics, said Janet. This would never happen in Vaux.
Valais is a dark place, Mother said, and sighed.
Typhoid in Switzerland, unbelievable,
murmured Rachel, gloomily.
Catholic Switzerland, said Dad, as he turned another page of his big old Bible with a swish-slap that made Mom wince. Where there's superstition, there's corruption. And where there's corruption, there's dirty water. In Vaux, they may all be liberal Protestants, but at least there is enough of a memory of the Reformation so that they wouldn't hide a broken sewer pipe so as not to scare away the tourists.
I'm just thankful we're going straight up to Riffelberg this year and not spending the night down in the town, said Mom. That was very clever of you, Ralph. I mean, the way you figured out all the train schedules so we could make it up to Riffelberg in one day. And you were so perceptive to ask about the water supply. How marvelous that the hotel has its own spring, so we don't have to worry.
Don't try and butter me up, Elsa, Dad snapped.
All those people want to be down there because they play jazz at the hotel Zermatterhof. Now look, they're dying, said Janet with grim satisfaction.
They're not all dying,
whimpered Rachel with a quiver, in a voice as gentle as the cooing of a slightly depressed wood pigeon.
The conductor says most of them are just sick. All the cases are in one hotel where the water got contaminated, he said.
And dying, snorted Janet. Anyway, I'm just thankful that we're going to be staying above all that, Mom added primly.
I still would have liked to have our usual...